I think it's tough to appeal to tourists without alienating locals. Do you have sort of like a secret for how you accomplish that?
Yeah, well, the short answer is cheap beer.
Nah.
Everyone likes cheap beer. I think we have a $2 or $3 Coors at all the restaurants. I'm from Golden, so it's got to be Coors.
There we go.
But I think on a further note is just like, keep it cool. I mean, you can't buy cool, but you can rent it. So we try to create these spaces where folks can come in and it's just relaxing and you kind of feel the vibe and it's genuine. And whether you came in on a helicopter or you're living in your truck, we treat you the same.
Welcome to Explore Big Sky with Horry Marmot, where we take you inside the stories that matter in Montana's Gallatin Valley. We are your hosts, Joe and Michelle Borden.
Michelle, my dog is fat, Borden.
We have one fat dog and one healthy, thin dog.
Chuck has let himself go. This corgi. One's for the foodies.
Fat corgi in
Speaking
Bozeman,
of letting
it's us.
Yourself go. Yep. Yeah. This one's for the Weeza, stop sniffing me. This one's for the foodies as we talk to Twist, the driving force behind Big Sky's Blue Buddha, Tres Toros, and new fast casual burger dive, Blindside Burgers. If you're not eating at his restaurants, you're doing something wrong.
Whoa, Michelle, you've gone too far by saying that. Savvy and entrepreneurial, yet chill and approachable. Twist is like Gordon Ramsay after the edibles kick in.
No? You sounded like Casey Kasem or something like that. I don't know.
That was what I was going for.
Yet. We talk about his background in this podcast.
Next up is
how he does business, like
Rascals.
How he keeps businesses in Big Sky successful, which Big Sky folks know is a little bit hard. It's a little
tough.
Difficult.
Yeah. It's guys juggling cats out there. It's
hurdles.
Impressive.
You got to go over a lot of hurdles.
Yep. We talk about Twist's background and business model and how he caters to locals and
And he gives us a sushi tip.
Yep.
Rice tip.
Great rice tip. So pay attention. And we even pitch him some new restaurant concepts.
Yeah. And all of them sucked because Joe only let one of mine get in there.
I let more than one of your. I think there were two. There were two.
I think I only pitched two. Sorry. That's on me.
Two good ones, though.
This episode is brought to you by Wildlands Festival. Don't look at me. Look away. This August 2nd and 3rd, the Big Sky Events Arena will host Lucas Nelson, Maren Morris, Wyatt Flores, and Dierks Bentley for two nights. Did I kill his name?
I think you got it.
Okay. For two nights of incredible Grammy-winning live music. Grab one or two night tickets or splurge on a party platform seating or hospitality suite for your favorite crew.
I encourage you to splurge, guys. Everybody should splurge. More information at wildlandsfestival.com and be sure to follow Wildlands Music Festival on social media for updates and chances to win tickets. That's how you get them for free.
Free is my favorite word.
That's right.
What? You want me to say something?
What do you want to say? What do you want to say about Wildlands, Michelle?
I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a fun night. I think that you're going to have to put your SHI something kickers on.
Whoa.
And get a little country.
Is bold. You are offensive.
Red dirt country.
Oh, you're talking about Wyatt Flores?
Yeah, he's there. But also like Lucas Nelson.
They're all
a little
red
in between
dirt?
There.
Okay.
Dierks Bentley is a little more country. Maren Morris. Like they're all like similar genre. They're not like twang twang.
Listen, multiple friends of the podcast will be up on that stage, guys. So you should. If you want to support us, you support them.
Yeah.
I say.
I say it as well.
All right.
I say as well.
All right. Let's get into Twist. But first, please like, subscribe, rate, review, and name your firstborn after this podcast to help spread the word.
Hey, you
could
not
also
tell me
you could also name your child Galfredus. Oh, you have a huge chunk of green spinach or something in your teeth.
It was a piece of cilantro.
Oh, man.
It was a whole like cilantro leaf going over a full tooth, and Joe didn't notice until I was like, hey, look, and I pointed at it.
Well, listen, guys, help us out, promote the show anyway, despite my inattention to my wife's teeth.
Cilantro teeth.
I thought you would get upset that I told people to name their child Galfredus.
No.
Because you want to keep that name to yourself.
Yeah. I've always loved the name Galfredus. It's in my family tree, and I was like, okay, so Robin and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, Galfredus. Well, Galfredus was Viald was in my family. Anyway.
That's a very fancy name. So, yeah, name your kid that.
Yep. And on to the Twist interview.
All right. Yeah. Let's get into it. Let's talk to Twist.
Enjoy it. Titty Twister.
All right. We are with Twist, Troy Thompson, the owner of Blue Buddha and Tres Toros and the new casual, fast casual Blindside Burger. Thank you very much for joining us. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. Thank you guys for having me. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming on. So congrats on the new, very successful burger spot. Talk about the concept and how it is being received in Big Sky.
Love to. Thanks again for having me. Yeah. So you guys said, fast casual or high-end casual. I think the only part of that makes it the casual part and the high-end part is that we have a bar. We're a burger place with a bar. So I know we might have to hit some of those other things, but I think that's the main push off there is you can have a burger with your beer at our place. So it's good.
So nice.
People have loved it. It's been great. It was such low hanging fruit that it just kind of blew my mind, like how well received and how needed this concept was in Big Sky. There's so many places and so many times at the sushi place or at Tres Toros where families will come in on a busy weekend and you can see they're jet lagged and we have to say no. And it breaks my heart and we just don't have any more seats, but this one, you know, if we're out of seats, we'll put it in a bag and you can eat it standing up if you like, or you can sit up on the bar or you can take it to your car. I think it's a good option.
Absolutely. And are you doing smash burgers?
We are.
Is that what I read?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Which are my favorite. And why did you call it Blindside?
In snowboarding and probably a lot of other things, I had a gentleman at the bar who was a football player, and it's just when you spin against your vision, that's your blindside, right? So when you spin the back way and you can't see which direction you're spinning is a blindside spin. A lot of snowboarders will call it backside spinning, but we couldn't call it backside burger for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Also a great Sandra Bullock movie. Yeah. So you may pick up some fans of that.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
It's a great concept.
Currently, what's your favorite burger and milkshake pairing that's on the menu?
Pretty simple on the milkshakes. I'm just a vanilla guy. So just a good old fashioned vanilla milkshake with maybe a little malt in it. Super good. And then my favorite burger is the Jerry. And like all Jerry's on the mountain, they're a little cheesy and a little messy. So it's nice. Covered in beer cheese and just loaded with every other cheese that we could put on there. And it's just messy and it's delicious.
That sounds so good. I'm salivating. Nice. I always do this when we interview restaurant people. But as a restaurant person, we are friends with people who've opened restaurants and have had to close restaurants and things like that in Big Sky. How are you so successful at this? Like, what's your secret sauce?
I mean, great staff, obviously, like just good people. First and foremost, you hire good people and train well, and you're going to have good success. For me, a lot of it is I try not to forget my roots. And that's to say, like, I was a dishwasher and I was a bartender and I was a server and almost every aspect of a restaurant I've worked from the early ages. And if you don't forget those things, you don't forget those positions. And you remember that every aspect in a restaurant is as important as any other aspect. You know, we're a circle, we're a full team, then it really helps you, I guess, for lack of a better word, kind of lead from the bottom. You know, I will be the first to scrub the drains and jump on the dish pit if it's needed. And it just kind of forwards this feeling of respect and just being honest and genuine with my crew has gone a long way in my experience.
That's fantastic.
Is that something you learned the hard way? Have you worked in restaurants where that was not the case?
Oh, yeah. I think most of them. I mean, typically any business, the bottom line is going to be the most important thing. And I just think that's a real toxic way to function as a business and as a society and as, you know, just a race. You can't have endless growth or you turn into a parasite. And, you know, we try to just shoot for a plateau. Let's get a strong plateau and everybody runs at this level all the time. And this is very clearly what's expected. And, you know, we're all equals up on this plateau and let's just do this thing. And it's great. You know, it keeps everybody honest and,
well, locals love it. And I know that the, you know, the kids that need jobs absolutely have loved working for you. So thank you for creating that environment in the sky.
It's really an honor. So I think it's tough to appeal to tourists without alienating locals. Do you have sort of like a secret for how you accomplish that?
Yeah, well, the short answer is cheap beer.
Nah.
Everyone likes cheap beer. I think we have a $2 or $3 Coors at all the restaurants. I'm from Golden, so it's got to be Coors.
There we go.
But I think on a further note is just like, keep it cool. I mean, you can't buy cool, but you can rent it. So we try to create these spaces where folks can come in and it's just relaxing and you kind of feel the vibe and it's genuine. And whether you came in on a helicopter or you're living in your truck, we treat you the same.
I like the Wu-Tang vibe at Blue Buddha. It's fun.
Yeah, the Wasabi shirt.
It's so great.
Doesn't hurt that the food's good, I guess.
Yeah.
It's delicious. So how difficult is it for you to staff three kitchens in a town of 3,000 people?
I've kind of found the more kitchens you have, the easier it gets. If you're out of something at one place, you can run over to the other one. And the kitchen guys don't always like it because they're missing stuff, but they at least know who to call or where to look when they don't know where it is.
Oh.
So that part of it has been significantly easier. I'm not sure who else you guys have interviewed up here, and I don't mean to be a broken record, but the housing situation is the hard part. Finding places for these folks to sleep and bed down and be able to decompress from work has been the hard part. But I think we're kind of like shooting for that too big to fail thing. So, you know, more housing, more restaurants equals more housing equals more restaurants equals more housing. And
yes. And hopefully the housing situation will get better and better.
Yeah, it is a familiar refrain though.
It is
for sure. Yeah. Are you just floating back and forth between all the kitchens? Where do you spend the majority of your time?
Well, lately, cause we're brand new, obviously, burgers and I want to say Blindside, but I now have so many up here that sometimes I just forget. So I just say, I'm going to sushi or I'm going to tacos or I'm going to burgers. And it just makes Blindside has been where I've been spending the most time just so we can get that concept tight. And, you know, as a sushi guy for a long time, I didn't know burgers. And so, you know, we've been learning this kind of on the fly to get open for season. And it's been fun.
All right. Can't wait to try it out. Let's say there's a huge catastrophe, right? All of your restaurants are threatened. You can only save one of them. Which restaurant do you save?
You save your firstborn. You save the good one.
The Blue Buddha.
Blue Buddha.
That's the one you're saving.
Yeah. All right. Well, our
favorite. You'd say that.
Yeah. I love all three places. But our favorite family meal is we do rice bowl nights where we have, you know, all the sushi accoutrement, everything that we just deconstruct it. It's a bowl, right? I would like to know, because you're a trained sushi chef, your best tip on making the perfect sushi rice. We think ours is good, but I feel like
always
it could be
room
better.
For improvement.
I feel like it could be better.
Great question. Glad you asked. Get your pen and paper. It's the zoo. It's your zoo, Z-U, your sushi vinegar. 752 is how we make zoo. So seven parts rice vinegar, not rice wine vinegar, rice vinegar, seven parts.
Yeah.
Five parts sugar, two parts sea salt. Mix it all together. You could throw some kombu in there and then age it. That's the big kicker. 2 months at least.
Aging it 2 months.
Just stick it in a dark, cool place, back of your closet.
We have a basement.
It can just be in a jar.
Yep. And those proportions could be anything you want. Tablespoons, gallons, truckloads. I don't know how much of it you want to make, but
we like our
sushi. What happens over the months?
It just smooths out. It just gets better and better and better. It kind of takes the edge off of the salt, and it takes a little of the edge off the vinegar. If you put some kombu in there, kombu is a natural, I mean, MSG is a natural occurring thing in the world, but it exists in seaweed, and it's a flavor balancer, a flavor enhancer. It brings that umami out, and throw a little of that in there, and it just grows and grows and gets better and better and better. And then wash your rice well. Don't forget, you got to wash all the starch out of your rice. Yeah,
definitely rinse the rice. I
do rinse it until it runs clear.
Good.
We know.
But the vinegar part, this is new to me. I'm sure, give me a couple months and I will say thank you.
Is the number one secret for Blue Buddha success is that recipe right there.
Okay.
Outstanding.
You guys heard it here.
Yeah.
In this podcast.
Steal it. Anybody, steal it. Take it. And when I come to your sushi restaurants out there, you will be using that vinegar and your sushi will be better and I will love it.
Thank you. Wow. That's a great hot tip. Yes. I like it.
Let's spread the word. All right. What is your favorite local restaurant that you don't own?
I have to say two or three, and they're all locally owned. It's got to be the Rocks Tasting Room, the Cabin up on the mountain, and Baiwan. They're local mom and pops, and they work so hard. They're there every day. They've been doing it for a hot minute. They've been in town way before me. And if I didn't extend my respect to them, I wouldn't do justice to the restaurant team, because those guys crush.
Absolutely.
We love Baiwan. Our son was a dishwasher there. Yep. Had a good time.
That's awesome.
Loved the free food.
We have a former employee.
About that. Yeah. I know. So like most of us, you're a failed skier because you're so busy, or snowboarder. How are you? Are you still finding time to get turns in?
We all wanted to be professional.
We all wanted to be pro
skiers, snowboarders.
But you know, we all started to work and we weren't able to do it. So how are you able to balance life and work? Are you still able to get some turns in on the mountain?
Yes. Sometimes my wife would say more than I should.
We've done that.
Yeah. It's too close and it's too good. The mountain is too amazing. I mean, this place is just, the access is just so easy. And so, yeah, I get up there a lot and I kind of take it as a personal goal to, like, every time I see one of these little kids just shredding, I have to go prove something to myself and to them and just be like, you little punk, I'll chase you down.
That's so funny. Yeah, I don't have that, but I like that you do.
He's got the eye of the tiger.
Yeah,
you know, that's how it makes itself evident.
You need you need some speed therapy, some wind in your ears therapy. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
Just be safe. You're too precious to the community, Twist. Don't get hurt.
Thank you, sir.
How long does it take to come up with a concept for a restaurant before you feel comfortable turning it into one?
I don't think that long. I think it's more of like, the idea of trying to fill spots that need to be filled, you know, like things that we want to go eat here. And as soon as you kind of find those and hash those out, then you kind of take all the design ideas. And I know they say like flattery is the best form of a compliment or whatever, which is kind of an easy way of just, there's nothing new under the sun, and steal what works. And we do plenty of that. I'm not afraid to say if something's cool and we can absorb it and use it and give it to the community, we do a lot of that. So, pretty easy. Find what we need.
Yeah, there's a need. And then, you know, we talked earlier, but you were saying that the teenagers in the community have been showing up to Blindside, and that was something that surprised you.
Yeah, it has been the coolest part, just seeing the little parts of a concept that you didn't really hash out in the beginning, that you didn't really think would be cool. And it was, the high school crew are coming in, and just a safe place to have a milkshake and, you know, be an awkward teenager and just kind of hang out and have a place where you can be comfortable. That's been really fun. And also the little kids, when they see these milkshakes, just watching their eyeballs pop out of their head with these things is super fun to watch.
They got to get those extra calories in somehow. So that's Twist's job. Where does the name Twist come from, by the way? Is it a twist in sushi rolls?
My parents put me on a snowboard when I was really young. And the rough story is they just said, look at that little dude twist around or something like that.
Aww.
And they've just kind of called me Twist ever since.
That's a cool story.
So that was when I was like three. So I've gone by Twist longer than Troy. I don't mind Troy. You know, great city.
I'm surprised hyperactive spaz didn't stick with me as a kid.
That's very long. It's wordy. It's a mouthful.
I'll see if I can shorten it to something.
All right. Your name is Troy Twist Thompson. A lot of T's. You've opened Blue Buddha, Trace Toro's Tacos and Tequila, and now Blindside Burger.
We see a trend.
Certainly a pattern of alliteration here. Okay.
Drunken Monk. Don't forget the Drunken Monk. Portfolio.
But that's DM.
Love the Drunken Monk.
That's DM.
Yeah. We're going to not think about Drunken Monk for the purposes of this game. Because we have come up with some other alliteration based concepts, okay, for you to consider opening as restaurants. We'll just run through the list. We came up with these together. You tell me if you like it or not. And if you do like it, feel free to take it and open it as a restaurant.
Use it. Yeah.
First one's a layup. How about Oozle Omelets? It's a breakfast concept. Oozle. You don't have a breakfast place yet.
Uh-huh. Oozle Omelets.
Oozle Omelets.
Well, let's get the feedback.
Too early for me.
No,
really? Yeah, okay. Not a breakfast guy.
Shroom Shack. I feel like it could be multiple types of shrooms.
Shroom Shack. Takes me back to college. Thumbs up.
All right. Good. Just a little, right? That could be a tiny restaurant. Everything is mushroom based. That seems like an easy one. How about the Gaper Greek Gastro Pub?
Too long.
Gaper Greek Gastro Pub.
What about Gaper?
If you pull the Greek part out, on
No
Gaper
Greek.
Gaper Gastro Pub. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to make Greek food.
No. Okay. Well, now you got something to work on. Gaper Gastro Pub is a yes, though, from Twist. I like it.
Casserole Cafe.
Casserole Cafe. Yeah.
I love a casserole. That's
nice.
I'm from Alabama, though. We like to just put it all in one dish.
Let's get some of that home cooking.
I got to think about the design look for the Casserole Cafe. I don't know how you would add the cool factor to Casserole
Maybe
Cafe.
Just,
I'll think about that one.
Yeah, it'd have to be busy.
It's I think it's like grandma's house. It's so just like comfy and kitschy. I don't know.
Lots of trinkets and tchotchkes. That's what grandma's place is.
Right. Yeah. All right. Other direction.
Everybody knows grandma's house.
How about the Parmigiana Pasta and Pancetta?
Parmigiana Pasta and Pancetta.
I like that one.
That's a little wordy, guys. That one's
of course.
I wasn't a fan.
A little wordy. Right.
Baby Back Brisket Barbecue.
There's no way I'm going to mess with the River House.
Yeah.
I will not mess with them. No. They are the undisputed king of the restaurant business up here. They would crush any. I won't even try. Not even going.
All right. I mean, Bozeman could use a good barbecue place, but that's fine. How about the Flaring Flame Fondue?
Flaring Flame Fondue. Love it. Love fondue.
All right.
Kickers, kale, and kombucha. Yeah, super fun. Kickers, kale, and kombucha. That just doesn't sound appetizing.
Kale and kombucha.
I don't think you should put kombucha in any title.
It might be a little hippie for me.
Okay. Yeah. Too much granola.
Got it.
All right. Fair enough. And then the last one is Bumble Beans.
Bumble Beans.
Yeah. Everything
that
is
place
beans.
He's going to need an air filter.
Yeah. Especially up in the mountains. You get the altitudes. Not good.
Beware.
Not good.
Yeah. Maybe that's more of an outdoor restaurant. No walls.
Probably. Yeah, that's a great idea. Okay. If it's outdoor, I'm in. Right. Then that's a thumbs up.
All right.
If it's outside.
Bumblebees. We got some winners.
Yeah.
So that's
thank you
that's
for
good.
Playing along with our dumb game. We told you it was dumb.
Apologies. And thank you.
Well, now you guys have to invest. Yeah. Now you got to open a restaurant with me.
Oh, yeah. Totally. We're in. Joe's in.
All right. It starts by us coming in and having a burger at Blindside Burger. So we'll see you there very soon. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for your time, Twist.
And thank you, guys. You're
Have a good rest
You're
of your
super
day.
Fun.
We are super fun.
I
mean, just
the two of us. I want to be friends with you guys. More than
fun. Sold. That's a done deal. All right. We'll talk soon.
Thank you guys so much.
Like, subscribe, rate, and review. The number of stars you give us, well, that's up to you, but do five, please. Share this with family members and share it with peers. Share it with any human being who has ears. Or do nothing. It won't do any harm, but why not throw a bone to the hoary marmot?
Hi, kisses. Poodle, poodle. Poodle.